USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pain at the pump. AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is $3.60. This, as President Biden recently said, the United States will release additional barrels of oil as conditions warrant from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. This commuter saying enough already with the high gas prices.
I commute about 60 miles from in Arizona. I work also for a college, so it's really hitting my pockets because I spend about $15 a day each way to commute, so it's really adding up.
That audio courtesy of CNN. Winter is continuing for much of the country, with folks from Michigan to Maine expected to see snow showers. Wind also expected to be an issue, with gusts up to 40 miles an hour, bringing near whiteout conditions. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
As much of the world focuses on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, North Korea launches a ballistic missile into the sea on Sunday. The missile launch was the eighth of its kind this year. Some experts say North Korea has been trying to perfect its weapons technology and pressure the United States into offering concessions like sanctions relief amid long-stalled disarmament talks. 64 civilians have died in Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and Ukraine's president says the attacks are continuing from the Russians.
They are fighting against everyone and everything alive, against kindergartens, against residential buildings, against ambulance cars. They are using rocket artillery missiles against entire cities, districts, which never had and doesn't have now any military infrastructure.
President Biden, with nothing on his public schedule today, the president preparing for his State of the Union address Tuesday. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Prescription drug distributors and Johnson & Johnson are agreeing to an opioid settlement.
Drug maker Johnson & Johnson and three major distributors have finalized nationwide settlements over their role in the opioid addiction crisis, an announcement that clears the way for $26 billion to flow to nearly every state and local government in the United States. Taken together, the settlements are the largest to date among many opioid-related cases that have been playing out across the country. They're expected to provide a significant boost to efforts aimed at reversing the crisis in places that have been devastated by it, including many parts of rural America. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The large gathering of conservatives known as CPAC wraps up Sunday from Orlando, Florida. On Saturday, one of the highlights was Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan speaking at the conference, saying if the Republicans are in the majority, they will launch a deep investigation into Dr. Anthony Fauci's ties to the origins of COVID-19.
We need to do the investigations, not because we're the legislative branch. We can't prosecute or indict anyone, but for the simple fact, the American people, all of you, the whole country, deserves the truth. We need to know for certain, did Dr. Fauci know 2 years ago that this virus came from a lab? Did he know that? I think he did.
Jordan also saying free speech is under attack by politicians and activists. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.